This is Parshas Shmos. Parshas Shmos obviously talks about names. But again, later in the Parsha, we see a conversation that Moshe Rabbeinu asks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And Moshe says that his name is Ekiyah Asher Ekiyah. What exactly is a name? So the Ibn Ezra points out that the root of the word name is the word shom, which is, it's a way to point to something and designate something. This is, there it is. I can describe somebody to you. I can use a name, and the name is a way to get all the ideas together in one point. There's a medrash which Revolver brings on last week's parsha Vayechi, that after a person is nifter, he's accompanied by three malachim. The Malachim asks him what his name is, so he swears by Hashem Elokei Hashemayim Va'aretz. He doesn't know his name. Chabad Chaim quotes this medrash, which is why we have the minig, then the Shemoneh Esrei, to recite a pasuk based on our name, because with it, hopefully that'll help us remember what our name is. Chabad Chaim understands that the issue is because a person, by saying Lashon Hara, absorbs other people's averas, you start seeing this whole list of all the averas done by Yaakov and by Reuven and by Beryl and by Shimon, starts wondering who he is. Because he has all these averas listed based on many different elements of Lashon Hara he said over his lifetime and different people. So what's my real name? But Revolba understands that what the Malachim are asking the person is, who are you? The name is really, we don't want to be able to point to the person and say, there he is, that's him. What are the elements which define me as a human being? What are my elements of who I am? And what's scary is a person can spend 70 or 80 years in his lifetime here in this world and not really know who he is. So how do we get to know who we are? We get to know who we are by listening to feedback from other people. We get to know who we are by listening to that little voice inside of ourselves which says we should do something, we should not do something. He suggests over there that a person who's inclined towards, when he's a child, towards always saying the truth, if they don't develop that and don't work on that, so that will be stifled. And deep down, he had, that was his strength. His strength was the ability to do that, but it got submerged in his lifetime. And that's where the name, that's where the challenge of the name comes from. Can we get in touch with what our strengths are inside of ourselves? That's our mahus. What are the strengths that we have, and then apply them and use them properly? We've been learning in the Al Ishur with the alumni. We learned Al Ishur, and this has been part of the discussion. Really, is this idea of getting to know yourself? What are the things that really connect to you and motivate you and turn you on? And then, what really are your motivations? The person might think he's a big bal tzedakah, he's a big bal chesed. Maybe his motivation isn't stuck in Ches, his motivation is something else. It's the recognition that he gets, or it's the to relieve his feelings of discomfort of not doing enough. Maybe there's something else which is motivating it. So it's hard. Sometimes we ourselves don't know until we learn Musar, and we listen to Musar, and we open our minds to the world of Musar, which forces us to think, what are we about? And we listen to the feedback from other people who give us honest feedback. Many times people will not give us honest feedback because they're scared of the reaction that we're going to have. We have to truly be open to hear the honest feedback, and then we can really know what our name is and who we are. We'll be able to answer the Malach, I know who I am. And the Medrash says, if the person says, I do not know who I am, he's punished by the Malach. And we should be zeichet to know who we are, understand what our true essence is, what our real name is, and then use that and develop it and apply it properly. Have a good Shabbos.